Now, Ashley Marina is here. She has really taken the world by storm, some national attention. There's a local show we'll mention a little bit later that she's going to be a part of. She's in 11th grade at Lincoln Park Performing Arts Charter School. We'll take a listen to Ashley, and afterwards we'll talk a little bit in between her two songs. Here she is, Ashley Marina.
Trouble's been a calling lately. You've been falling on hard times. Just know that you can count on me, and I'm only one heartbeat away. When all you feel is doubt, and all you see is dark clouds coming, that you can call on me, and I can guarantee that I'll always come a-running. When the world's in the way, and there ain't no way around it, and you're all out of faith, remember that I wouldn't move a mountain. Step hurts, there's nowhere to turn. Remember, I'm over mountain. Where do you begin? It's hard to see the end of a rainbow. With the colors fading old, I'll be that pot of gold. When you feel like you've got nothing, there's nowhere to turn. Remember, I'm over mountain. Too late to turn back, you know where I'm at. Remember, I'm over mountain.
Ashley Marina with an original. What's the name of that song, and tell me more about it?
It's called Move a Mountain. I wrote this song a while back. I wrote the song about my uncle, because at the time he had to get a heart surgery, and so I wanted to write a song to just let him know that everything's going to be okay, that I'm going to be there for him, that my family's going to be there for him through his rough time.
He must have reacted well to it, I would imagine. Ashley, you're 16 and have already accomplished quite a bit. Can you tell us a little bit about your evolution as a songwriter and performer?
Well, I've been singing ever since I was really, really young. I was in pageants when I was younger, and I always had a love for music, and my parents saw that, and they kind of wanted to push me, and I ended up taking that opportunity and growing a lot. I go to Nashville a lot to record some music and write music with writers, and it's been such a great experience. In 2020, I was on America's Got Talent, season 15. It was right before COVID whenever the show happened. So it was a really cool experience, too. I got to perform in front of the judges and everything. A little bit about that. I performed a song, Simon Cowell Stopped Me. I performed another song a cappella. He stopped me again, made me come back later that day in the show and perform another song. And I ended up singing an original song and got through to the next round. But then COVID happened and it kind of, you know, switched up the show a lot. But yeah, that's my journey with music. I'm still growing every single day, practice.
Yeah, I can imagine. Having that happen during COVID will always be very memorable, I'm sure, but what a strange thing to have happen. I mean, right in the midst of all of this exciting time on that show and then COVID happening. Yeah. So you go from being very much in the midst of a lot of excitement and surrounded by lots of people to, you know, pandemic conditions. That had to be rough. How did you cope with what life was like? Were you pretty much isolated? I would imagine Linkin Park went to virtual instruction for a while. So, I mean, you went from here I am in the thick of things to a little bit of isolation.
Yeah, so when I recorded that episode for America's Got Talent, it was like a few days before we went into lockdown. So once I got back to Pittsburgh, I continued to work on some music. I was waiting for the episode to air, and then it finally aired in late June. And I gained a lot of popularity and got a lot of attention from that, but obviously I was indoors, and I was given a lot of opportunities to be able to perform because of the show or do like gigs and stuff, but a lot of them ended up being canceled because of COVID. But I still worked on music at home alone, with my brother, with my parents. I did some online songwriting sessions and everything. So I took that time to kind of just grow my songwriting skill for sure.
Now, you're in 11th grade, and I'm sorry this is a trite question, but I know that people want to know how you're about to answer this question. Have you thought about what you want to do after graduating?
So, I'm actually graduating this year. I'm skipping my senior year.
Well, that's great. So, does that mean you're a senior or
I'm
no?
I'm a junior senior. I'll be a senior next semester on my transcript officially.
Oh, that's cool.
But my plan right now is to take a gap year, kind of just focus on music solely, songwrite, get gigs and stuff, and then eventually, after that year, go to college.
That's a great plan, and takes a bit of courage too, but I know you've got it. Do you think you'll travel a bit? Or
yeah, probably Nashville, you know, LA, all the music places for those producers and everything.
Well, that's great. Is there something about you or about being an emerging artist that you wish people would know or consider that they might not know often or consider?
It's definitely a lot of work. I'm juggling a lot of things at once, but I try and stay focused and determined and just push through everything. I know that it'll turn out great if I put in the work and effort, kind of don't push anything to the side and take it face on.
That's great advice for really anybody as well as people who might be looking to follow in your footsteps. Now, there's one more song that Ashley Marina is going to do. And also, I want to point out that you can actually see Ashley and hear her at a show honoring Joni Mitchell, who has been coming back into the limelight. She never really left, but she's been performing lately and has more performances coming up. Brandi Carlile has really helped Joni get back on stage. And this show is at the Pittsburgh Winery on November 24th at 7:30. And it's lots of folks doing Joni Mitchell covers. I know you're not doing one today. Do you know what song you're going to do?
Yes, I'm doing Chinese Cafe Unchained Melody, and I'm also doing Help Me.
That's a good song, her version of Help Me. That'll be fun. So that's coming up November 4th at the Pittsburgh Winery. This will be our last chance to talk today. Is there anything else you wanted to say before you do your next original song?
Can I talk a little bit how I wrote this next original?
Absolutely.
Original I wrote originally because my brother, Roman, he was obsessed with this book series called the Who Was book series, and I thought that was kind of cool because I remember them from my childhood, but my brother got into them way more than I did. And I thought it was kind of cool. And basically what it is it's a book series about historical figures and things that they've done to change the world. So I thought that was pretty cool. So I started writing down some of these like people on the covers and their stories, and I was thinking, you know, anybody could be on the cover of a Who Was book if they really were determined. So I wrote this song about that, and it's called Words to Live By.
Here again, with our gratitude for being here today, is Ashley Marina.
Saw her three blue stripes, the sick and the poor, she gave her whole life. Muhammad Ali sure fought a good fight. Amelia wrote her name clear across the sky. Neil Armstrong looking for some elbow room, strapped in, blast off, took us to the moon. LeBron and Shaquille, they put it in a hoop. If they can't do it, then we can't do. You gotta be yourself, 'cause nobody else will stand your ground. But don't ever stand still, enjoy the climb, 'cause all of it's uphill. These are the words I live by. It's time I open my eyes and find a bit of you, like the Dalai Baby Buddha and Gandhi too. Joan of Arc and Malala and a ceiling made of glass. Poke a hole through the sky so we never go back. Oprah made billions and gave millions back. Did you know that Dolly was born in a shack? Venus and Serena proved them all wrong. Everyone's here to sing their own song. You gotta be yourself, 'cause nobody else will stand your ground. But don't ever stand still, enjoy the climb, 'cause all of it's uphill. These are the words. You gotta let it go and pray that it comes back. Forgive yourself, but never forget that life is short. Enjoy the climb, 'cause all of it's uphill. These are the words. You gotta let it go and pray that it comes back. Forgive yourself, but never forget that.
A powerful voice, a great songwriter, Ashley Marina, Kennedy Township is where she's from, and Lincoln Park Performing Arts Charter School is her school. And again, she'll be doing a couple songs along with other talented artists at a tribute to Joni Mitchell taking place November 4th at the Pittsburgh Winery.